From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Things move at a slower pace. Nobody's in the rat race. And these days, that's a special way of life. Down home, where they know you by name and treat you like family. Down home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Alabama with Down Home, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, both at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which was a couple weekends ago. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's radio show is coming to you from the creative offices of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And occasionally we have our radio show here, and we invite clients here to our office and give them a nice free lunch from Lewis Barbecue, which is right next door to us. And several of the people you're about to hear from had a nice brisket sandwich before being interviewed. And I definitely recommend you check out Lewis Barbecue if you haven't already. It is amazing. But we're going to be talking to Andrea Futerol with Aqua Blue Pools, also Bonnie Agnew with Stone Central, and also their sister company, Icon Construction, Jamie Bradham with Nano Environmental Solutions, Ben Prilliman with Aquatica Pools and Spas, and finally Zach Faulkner with Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents. I'm not sure if you are on our email list to receive our weekly savings club, the Charleston Home and Design Magazine Weekly Savings Club. But if you're not, I'm going to give you some of this week's deals, just to let you know. A very, very good construction company called Alpha Omega Construction Group. They are offering $5 off a full replacement for the first 20 customers who mention this ad. Alpha Omega Construction Group, and they'll also do a free evaluation and personalized estimate. Advanced Window Fashion is celebrating their 15th anniversary, and they're offering 15% off blind shade shutters if purchased by May 30th. Also, Garden State Tile, that's a new tile store located downtown across from Moloff's on East Bay Street. They're offering 50% off handwritten, creative, and colorful wall tile. The Little Staging Company is offering 10% off services, and they do an amazing job of staging homes for sale. And then also Blue Cotton Home, they've got a Mother's Day special, and they're offering handmade blue cotton candles, normally $24.95. They've got them a Mother's Day price of $19.95 per candle. So stop by. You can stop by Blue Cotton Home today in West Ashley. But those are a few of the specials. Now, if you wanted to see these in detail, you can go to our website, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, and just click on the blog button, and all of our weekly savings club offers are there. Or you can just leave a comment and let us know if you'd like us to leave your email address if you'd like us to sign you up so you can receive these weekly savings club emails. And they're really good deals. A lot of times our clients have got some extra inventory they're looking to move, and you get this email in your inbox, and you go up to Melser Tile or something and go ahead and buy yourself some tile that they've got on special. All right, well, hope you'll do that. Go to charlestonhomeanddesign.com, click on the blog button to see this week's weekly savings club offers, and have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming from the creative offices of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're located right next door to Lewis Barbecue, which is becoming a big, big favorite of many, many people here in the Charleston area. If you haven't checked out Lewis Barbecue, you definitely should. You'll be very, very pleased. And now we're talking with Andrea Futerl with Aqua Blue Pools. How you doing, Andrea?
Hey, Tim. I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Andrea, take a moment and tell everybody about Aqua Blue Pools.
So Aqua Blue Pools has been was established here in the Lowcountry, and the owner is Earl Foer, and his son Clint Foer run the company. And we've been in business for over 27 years.
Wow.
Yes. And I've been with them for a little over 14 years, but it's a great place. Mm-hmm. I love the pools that we build are beautiful. Customers are awesome. It's just a great place to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What a congratulations, first of all, to Aqua Blue Pools for being in business for 27 years. And you have to have a lot of happy customers over the years to stay in business that long.
Yes. Yeah. It definitely takes time and a lot of effort.
And I'm going to ask you to a few specific questions about Aqua Blue Pools, but I did want to mention Aqua Blue Pools is one of the few pool builders here in the Charleston area that is a master pools builder. What does that mean?
Yes, master pools builder is a elite group of pool designers and pool builders, and it's an international group. And what they do, the guild does, is that they seek out high-end designers and builders. Mm-hmm. And they will send you an invitation if they like what they see. And then you have to go through this rigorous process of them checking on your customer service relationships, vendor relationships, subcontractor relationships, just in general how your best practices, mm-hmm. and how you conduct business with everyone.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, and we have a lot of newcomers to the Charleston area, so I think it's important to point out that number one, Aqua Blue Pools has been around for 27 years, and number two, Aqua Blue Pools has that distinction of being a master pools builder. So congratulations on that. Now, Andrea, a couple weeks ago, we had the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and should it be any surprise that Aqua Blue Pools had four swimming pools on the tour out of the eight homes that were on that tour? That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I guess we're lucky we got selected. The homes where we built pools were selected to be on the tour.
Uh-huh.
We work with a lot of the builders out on Daniel Island, the custom home builders, and
why do you think those builders on Daniel Island ultimately chose Aqua Blue Pools to build those swimming pools on those properties?
I would imagine it would have to do with a lot of different things, really. One being the designer that they work with, and the relationship that they have together, and because our designers are very thorough as far as in the design process goes. While the footprint's already established for the pool, the builder will already have that established, or the architect. But there's a lot more to it that people don't see and don't know that goes into a pool design. It's not just a footprint on the paper. It's everything that the plumbing, hydraulics, equipment sets, materials that go on the pool. So those are a lot of areas where the custom home builders and the architects need our help in figuring these things out for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so because we've been doing it for so long and we've made the mistakes along the way that we know what not to do. So it's just a very detailed process that we take them through.
Right, right. Well, I know builders, they only want to do business with companies that will back them up. And inevitably, no matter what project it is, there's always going to be some snafus and some things that occur. They want to work with companies that will handle the problem. You know, you just as the builder, they want to make the homeowner happy, and there's a problem. Maybe they want to be able to turn to the local company like Aqua Blue Pools and say, fix it. And you know, is that accurate?
It is, yes, and it does happen. So, you know, it's a construction project. Things don't go smoothly all the time. Situations come up that you have to overcome or you know, sometimes go back later on and make something right. And so that is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, Aqua Blue Pools having 4 swimming pools on the Daniel Allen Luxury Home Tour, which was a couple weekends ago. Talk about some of the features about some of those 4 specific pools, and that might be a good opportunity to kind of let our listeners know what kinds of trends that people are choosing for swimming pools now.
Yes, so there were 4 pools on the tour out of the 4 homes that were, or yeah, 4 out of 8 homes where we did the pools. One of the pools had an infinity pool. And it had a blue interior finish.
What does infinity pool mean?
Oh, an infinity pool can also be called a disappearing edge pool.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on the backdrop of what you're overlooking, the chances are this pool is probably more like a disappearing edge pool.
Like on the
but
marsh.
The water drops over the edge and it looks like it just disappears mm-hmm. to who knows where.
Mm-hmm.
But it flows into a catch basin. Or a trough,
mm-hmm.
whatever you want to call it, and it gets recirculated back into the pool. But this particular infinity pool, it is on Waiting Place, and the interior finish was a really very smooth, polished Primera stone interior finish. The tile around on the inside of the pool, the waterline tile was a glass tile, like a 2-inch by 2-inch glass tile. So that's glass tile is a trend that we see.
Mm-hmm.
Interior finishes as far as what gets applied inside the concrete shell once that part is built. The last step is the interior finish application, which can range anywhere from
plain old gray to
you can do colors, but the colors can consist of different materials too. Mm-hmm. So you could do like a quartz aggregate finish, which is a little scratch. It feels kind of scratchy to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got a pebble finish, which is a little bit smoother, more polished. And then you've got a flatter surface that's a polished finish.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it can have glass in it, like shards. You can not shards of glass, but they. It's really
polished.
It's like a polished,
yeah.
Very smooth. Rounded down. Yeah. So it gives it a little bit of sparkle. And then you'll see tile pools, all tiled pools. Mm-hmm. So it just depends on someone's budget and what they want to do.
We actually, we're almost out of time, but let go ahead and quickly run through some of the highlights of some of the other pools that were on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour.
Sure. So some of the pools had in-floor cleaning systems. Some people want to know what that is. What
low
they look like. It's very low maintenance. It's very convenient. It's not, it's somewhat hands-free where you don't have to really scoop anything off the bottom of the pool, but instead you just go to an equipment area and empty a basket, which mm-hmm. is really handy.
Nice.
But people don't know what they look like. So that was something that people got to see, which was really nice. and just different material options, like what silver travertine looked like, what different types of tiles can look like on a pool.
For the pool deck, you're talking about the travertine?
Right, it's for the pool deck. For an infinity pool, you have the wall that's exposed where the water falls over the edge. What can that be finished with? Mm-hmm. So sometimes it can be tile, which is one of the pools that was on the tour had tile. You can have a stacked natural stone surface, which was also on the tour. Mm. So there's just some really neat things that people were able to see.
Any water features? Because that's a big thing, right? Being integrating water features into the swimming pool. So you have that sound of trickling water sometimes.
That was more on the infinity pool one. Yeah. The water feature, that ended up being the water feature because the stacked stone was kind of uneven.
Mm-hmm.
And so it trickled down and made a really nice, soft, gentle falling water sound.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Are most people buying heaters with their swimming pools?
A lot of them, yes. Mostly the vacation homes. Mm-hmm. And we see an increase in heaters going on to pools for homeowners. They want to be able to enjoy it, especially folks that aren't from this area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's cold to us is not cold to them, but the water, they can still get in it, and they don't want it to be ice cold, so they intend to swim as long as they possibly can.
They want the polar bear plunge without the cold water.
Right, exactly.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Aqua Blue Pools?
So they could either call our office at 843-767-POOL, or they can visit our website at aquabluepools.net. And those are the two best ways to reach us.
And you've got photos of all the different pools that Aqua Blue Pools has installed over the years?
Yeah, they can go to our website. They could even visit our location in Hollywood, 5190 Tolls Road in Hollywood, South Carolina, which is just south of Charleston. But we have three pools outside. We have an infinity pool. We have just some really neat features that people can see and get a better understanding of what type of materials go in a pool, what a pool can look like, what a pool size might look like in mm-hmm. their backyard, so they can get a better feel for that.
Nice. Yeah. That's great. That's kind of unusual to be able to go to a showroom for a swimming pool company and actually see the swimming pools.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, we have been talking with Andrea Futerl with Aqua Blue Pools. Thanks so much, Andrea.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from the creative offices of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we're located right next door to Lewis Barbecue. And if you haven't checked out Lewis Barbecue in downtown Charleston, you definitely need to give that a try. And now we are talking with Bonnie Agnew with Stone Central and also Icon Construction. How you doing, Bonnie?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. Bonnie, take a moment and tell everybody about Stone Central and also Icon Construction.
Stone Central is a granite, marble, and quartz fabricator located in Somerville, South Carolina. We also have a sister company, Icon Construction, which does new construction, remodels, renovations, those kinds of things. So we like to pride ourselves on the fact that these two sister companies kind of play hand in hand to each other, that allows us to be more of a turnkey mm-hmm. in the fabrication world. For countertops and quartz and marble and things like that to help you with your plumbing and your tile backsplash and things like that.
Right, because sometimes in a kitchen renovation, they know that they want the new countertops, but they might want some additional work that goes beyond the scope of just a countertop fabricator.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what we like to do, is we really enjoy the customer service piece of this with homeowners, enjoy that relationship that we form. And just want them to have a good experience and like to be that one-stop shop, so they're not having to coordinate, you know, three different parties to come in and get their project completed.
Right, exactly. They want it simple. They want to be able to just snap their fingers and the project is done.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, how long has Stone Central been in business?
So my husband and I have actually been in business for a little over a year and a half, mm-hmm. but we've been in the stone business for about 10 years.
Okay.
So we definitely have some background in it. We just worked for a different fabricator, and then we started our own business based on kind of supply and demand.
Going out on your own. That's awesome.
That's right, and we've enjoyed it. So.
Where is Stone Central located?
We are located in Somerville at 401 East 1st North Street. And that's in downtown Somerville behind the post office.
Mm-hmm. Can people just pop in or do they need an appointment?
Sure. We're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and then Saturdays from 9 to 12. Ideally, if people know they're coming and kind of want that one-on-one attention, we'd like an appointment, but it's not required.
Mm-hmm. So. Gotcha. Talk about some of the products that Stone Central offers.
We offer granite, marble, and quartz. We have 13 different lines of quartz currently. So usually we can find something for everyone's needs.
And quartz is becoming very, very popular, especially in the kitchen, right?
Yes, it is.
Because it's got
yes,
that marble look to
that's
it.
That's right. And there's no maintenance with quartz, so that's what's nice about it. And it's heat stain scratch resistant, just like the natural stones are, whereas you're not having to worry about sealing it if that's of a concern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people like the look of marble in the kitchen, but marble's a softer material.
It is a softer material. So a honed finish in a kitchen is recommended more over a polished finish. But ideally, if we can find a quartzite or we could find a granite or a quartz that would work in the kitchen, that's probably your better bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because just probably 95% of the cabinets going into a kitchen are what color?
White.
Exactly. And then they want, sometimes they want a white countertop to also match those cabinets. And you don't want marble because it can stain and it scratches easy. It's good for the bathroom, right?
Right. Ideal for the bathroom. No problem there. And it's fine, like I said, in the honed finish in a kitchen. The reason the polished is a little more hesitant is just because polished finishes can show scratches more. Your eye's drawn to that a little more. If it happens to etch, which is actually a chemical reaction that's happening with the calcium in the marble, interacting with acidic products like alcohol or vinegar or ammonia, etching can happen, and most of the time it can't be fixed.
Mm-hmm. You leave that glass of red wine on the counter overnight, you wake up the next morning, and
maybe
you're
use
in trouble.
A coaster.
Right. So the quartz has the look of marble, but no maintenance.
That's right.
And
no headache.
It's super
no maintenance.
Hard, and you can. You can bake on it. You can put your wine glass out there and everything.
Absolutely, absolutely. And have that peace of mind and enjoy that glass of red wine.
What if someone just was curious about getting an estimate? Is there any charge if they called Stone Central and asked you all to come out?
Absolutely not. We come out for free. We'll bring samples with us. We can bring... we just like to get an idea of what you're looking for to narrow down the options because it can be a little overwhelming. We come in, make recommendations for tile backsplash, make recommendations for countertop colors that would work with your stone, with your cabinets. And just know we really like that interaction with homeowners.
You know, years ago, before stone became more prevalent in the kitchen, it was one of those things that was highly featured when a real estate agent would describe a property. It was like granite countertops, and that was like one of the big things. And everybody kind of thought, oh, that's just for rich people, you know. But countertops are very affordable, aren't they?
Absolutely. We say an average kitchen's about 50 to 60 square feet. And you can get granite installed basically for everything you need, anywhere between $2,500 and $3,500 for nice materials with sinks and the whole gamut.
That's very affordable.
Absolutely.
I don't know why anyone would not want to change out, because even if you don't update the rest of your kitchen, just updating the countertops makes a big, big difference.
It does a 180. I mean, even in just homes where there's laminate countertops and they're doing nothing else, I mean, to see the transformation, you just can't believe it and don't know why you didn't do it sooner.
Mm-hmm. And helps to get your properties rented quicker, too, if you have rental property.
The expectation for a lot of renters and homeowners now is the standard is that solid, granite, marble, or quartz countertop, and laminate and stuff just isn't as attractive anymore.
Exactly. Where does Stone Central get your the stone slabs that become people's countertops?
There is actually 6 local distributors that we work with that are open to the public, and we kind of partner with them and let homeowners go to those different showrooms, and we kind of make recommendations to which distributor to go to based on the customer's location and kind of budget and things like that. But we also have other sources outside of the Charleston market in the southeast, some are from Atlanta, some from Charlotte. So if we don't have what you want locally, we like to kind of source it. It gives us a little bit of a challenge.
Well, those wholesalers that you visit, those are gigantic warehouses filled with thousands of slabs. I can't imagine you can't find what you're looking for.
You'd be surprised, but yes, absolutely. It can be overwhelming to some people too, and that's also why we volunteer to go with them. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want me to go with you and walk through the wholesale, you know, the distributors with you, I'm happy to do that because I can go ahead and answer those questions on the spot with you and tell you, yes, that's going to look good. No, that's not going to work. And is that in your budget and mm-hmm. things like that?
Yeah, and you might look at some samples at Stone Central, but ultimately you're going to have to approve that slab before you start cutting it, right?
Absolutely, and we really, really encourage this part of it because, you know, even if you want to do a slab layout, if you have an island and you want this particular portion of the slab for the island and you're fine with whatever goes on the perimeter, we like to have those conversations so there's not unexpected, make sure mm-hmm. those expectations are met.
What's that technique called? Is it book matching?
Book matching, yes.
Talk about that a little bit.
So book matching is when they actually take the block out of the quarry and they can match the grain up as if it's two books back to back. So like we actually waterfalled Quartz Island recently over in Mount Pleasant for a new construction home, and we waterfalled the vein, even though it was a quartz product, you know, because we had book matched slabs, we were able to match that vein, and it just turned out really, really nice.
And what does that mean, waterfall?
It actually means that we took the countertop down the side of the countertop, the cabinets, to the floor. So it's 36 inches, and we miter cut the corner and mm-hmm. tricks of the trade like that.
Nice, nice. Yes. That's very sophisticated. How in general, how long does it take to complete, you know, from the time the homeowner talks with Stone Central to getting the installation of their new countertops?
You're looking at anywhere from about a week and a half to 2 weeks to actually get your installation scheduled. There's a lot of factors that go into that. We need to make sure we have the correct measurements. We've laser templated, actually have the material on hand, your sinks and all those things, all those moving parts of the puzzle. And then we can kind of nail down an installation date. But it usually takes about 1 day to actually do the demo and get the project done for you.
Is there a lot of maintenance involved with having natural stone countertops?
No, not at all. That's what, there's such a misconception, I think, about that. You know, the rule of thumb is if you set a glass down on the countertop and condensation doesn't beat up, it's kind of time to seal it again, kind of like Rain-X does on glass. Mm-hmm. But we seal the countertops before we leave. So we'll kind of educate you on, depending on the color of your stone, what, how often you need to maintain
sealing
that.
Sealing is pretty easy, isn't
so
it?
Nominal.
Just
so nominal.
Just spraying it and kind of wiping it?
Absolutely. It's not, it's not a week-long process that a lot of people think it is. It's usually about 30, 45 minutes and you're done.
Right. All right, good. Well, how can folks get more information about Stone Central?
They can check out our website, and that website is stonecentralsc.com. Mm-hmm. And then our phone number is area code 843-879-3278.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Bonnie Agnew with Stone Central and also their sister company, Icon Construction. Thanks so much, Bonnie.
Thanks.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from the creative offices of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And we're located right next door to Lewis Barbecue. If you haven't checked out Lewis Barbecue, you definitely need to. It's their brisket is amazing. And now we're talking with Jamie Bradham with Nano Environmental Solutions. How you doing, Jamie?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you?
Good. Jamie, tell everybody about Nano Environmental Solutions.
Well, we believe in premium indoor air quality. A lot of people don't think about that. We focus on the foods we eat and exercise for our health, but indoor air quality is not something that people think about. So that's what we focus on, and we really just love to make people healthy again.
Mm-hmm. How does Nano Environmental Solutions do that?
Well, we have the nano in our name comes from our exclusive nanostatic technology. We basically take a hospital-grade disinfecting solution, which is, you know, environmentally safe for pets and kids and everyone. But we put that in our nanostatic spray machine, and each drop of that becomes 900 nanodroplets, and each droplet gets an electric charge on it when it comes out of our applicator. It's a microscopic mist, and we basically can coat every surface of your home, all of your furniture, your clothing, your carpets. Doesn't damage anything, and like I said, it's safe for everything, and it actually purifies the air microscopically, gets rid of fungus, gets rid of odor-causing bacteria. It also gets rid of bloodborne pathogens and viruses mm-hmm. as well. So it's a super you know, decontamination, disinfection, air purification system that we can apply in your entire home on all of your contents. And after 15 minutes of, after we're done, you walk back in and all the homeowners and businesses we work with just say, wow, it smells and feels great in there. The air feels lighter. It's easier to breathe when you walk back in.
And it's touchless, right?
It is touchless, yes. We don't, unless you have some more serious issues, you know, that require, you know, heavy mold remediation or something like that, which we also do, but just a regular homeowner can, you know, use this process. I spray it in my own home every couple of months, you know, just to, again, just to purify the air and make sure there's no harmful microscopic bacteria or mold, pollen, all of that stuff that comes in on our clothing and our hair when we walk in from outside, just to make sure you get all that. It's beyond a normal clean.
Who typically calls Nano Environmental Solutions, and what kinds of issues do they have going on in their homes?
A lot of folks we deal with have, you know, can have basic allergies to severe allergies, recurring sinus infections, asthmatics, you know, people with severe, on the severe spectrum breathing problems. But, you know, anyone that is having recurring sinus infections, scratchy throat, cough that just won't seem to go away, you know, and doctors put them on a stream of antibiotics and they're good for a couple weeks and it comes right back, there's probably something else going on inside your home, maybe something in your crawl space, maybe something in your ductwork that's not something everybody thinks about, but the air we breathe every day is affecting your health. So we'd love to come in and just take a look. Inspections are always free, and just try and diagnose what the root cause that it is and help you feel better.
Now, you, before our interview started, you mentioned the allergy season is winding down. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, well, the pollen is usually the main cause of, you know, allergies this time of year. And obviously with that a lot of rain we've had, hopefully the pollen is on the downturn. So now would be a perfect time for an air purification of your home. And we actually do duct cleaning as well. In your existing home, your brand new home, home that's a year old, or 10 years old, 30 years old, doesn't matter. We have a machine that we actually go in each duct. It's a vacuum rotary brush system, and we go in each duct. The brush agitates the dust and particles inside the duct, and the vacuum sucks it up as we go, and we just take each duct in every room. We go in the returns, make sure everything's cleaned out, and then we run that nanostatic process back through your operating air system just to make sure we got all those microscopic particles. So
what's some of that typical duct work look like? I mean, is it pretty dusty?
Yeah, well, even without a high moisture content or any underlying problems, you know, human beings and pets, beyond, you know, just a normal clean, we, you know, shed skin and shed hair particles, and that turns into dust, and the dust gets sucked up in the HVAC system. So this is really the only way to clean it is with a system like ours.
So even though you have filters,
correct,
dust still goes through the system and ends up in the ductwork.
Absolutely.
Does it kind of build up like it might on your ceiling fan blades?
Same type of scenario there. And we have a camera where we can actually show folks. We have I lost that. We have a camera that we can stick in the ductwork and like a snake camera and run through and just show folks, you know, just how dusty their ductwork is. And what can happen, some of those mold or bacteria spores that come in on, you know, microscopic stuff that come in on our body get sucked up in that air system. And they can grow on the dust and you never see it because it's inside the wall, inside the ductwork. So
certain,
that's what we want to go in and clean out.
Right. Certain homes might be a little bit more prone to mold and mildew if you're having a, you know, your house is built on a crawl space and, and you might have some dampness or water underneath the crawl space. That what are some of the telltale signs that people should be looking for?
The main thing we try to stress, you know, a lot of people just don't go in their crawl space. They're not, you know, the nicest place in your house that you want to go into right away. But let us come out and take a look if you haven't been down there in a while, or if you know or don't know that you do or don't have a vapor barrier. I mean, that's also something we can look at. Maybe the insulation is older or failing, falling down. Rodents can actually get under your crawl space and pull the insulation down. those types of things can actually add to the humidity under the crawl. And when the funky stuff starts growing under there, it gets sucked in the air system and distributed through your house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we, again, those are the telltale signs, and it can really affect your health too.
And Jamie, did you used to be a builder?
Yes, I built homes for 12 years and did some commercial construction before that. So
you kind of know the building science.
Definitely. Another thing, Tim, you know, being obviously we're a coastal area here, being close to the coast or the marsh, your moisture content is going to be a lot higher than just naturally, a lot higher than inland areas. So even though there may not be visible signs of mold or mildew or harmful particles growing anywhere, it may be in your ductwork, just places you don't think about looking. Mm-hmm. So that's what we do, is we know where to look and how to find it and how we can get rid of it, definitely.
What's some of the worst cases that you've seen?
A lot of coastal homes close to the beach or on the beach, you know, if they're elevated, that's great. It's not a crawl. There's obviously a draft under there, but if you're the underside of your first floor is sheetrocked and there's ductwork trapped in between because of the high humidity. In the summertime, the cold air pushing through the ductwork can make the ductwork sweat, and it just collects in that sheetrock in that cavity, and the mold grows in there, and you don't ever see it until it's growing on that exterior. And then by then, it's a lot of times it's too late. You know, in that situation, we would get rid of the contaminated sheetrock and go from there.
And there's cases where there's lawsuits involved. People have sued, and so it's not just important for your health, but maybe just to protect yourself.
Right, and you know, kids and the elderly are really susceptible to, you know, young developing lungs or older lungs, like I said, that can be susceptible to a lot of these indoor pathogens that we just don't think about every day. Mm-hmm. So, you know. Anybody with kids, elderly, anyone, unfortunately, that's going through any type of medical treatments, you know, for any type of advanced diseases, obviously are susceptible as well. Mm-hmm. So we love to come in and, again, just try to make everyone healthy.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks get more information about Nano Environmental Solutions?
Go to our website. It's nanoenviro.com, NanoEnviro.com. I've got a great webpage out there. Just give us a call. We're a locally owned company. The company was founded in South Carolina, and I'm the owner-operator of the Charleston facility, and like I said, locally owned, and love to make people healthy again.
Good deal. Well, we have been talking with Jamie Bradham with Nano Environmental Solutions. Thanks so much, Jamie.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Ben Prilliman with Aquatica Pools and Spas. How you doing, Ben?
Doing well, Tim. Doing well. Glad to be here.
Good. Take a moment and tell everybody about Aquatica Pools and Spas.
Yeah. We are a custom gunite pool company serving the entire Lowcountry area. We do new builds. We do remodel work. We also do any hardscaping associated with that. So we do a lot of travertine work and pavers, and really pride ourselves on custom. No two pools that we build are the same. The sky's the limit for what you can think and design. We can build it.
Mm-hmm. What would you say Aquatica Pools and Spas is known for?
It's really the details. You know, there's we're not the only pool builder in town, and we understand that, but we take pride in the details. We are craftsmen first when it comes to this, and we really just enjoy a challenge. We enjoy a lot that may provide some, you know, some challenges to go through. We enjoy when there's issues or there's things that other companies may say, you know, that's a little bit far out of our scope or a little bit too much work or a little bit difficult. We like to be able to do this stuff that people think may not be able to be done. And we would like it to be right and be perfect and look correct and to be done well.
Ben, you're the second in command, and who is the owner or the first in command?
Tiago Silva is the owner. He's been in the industry close to 20 years now, and you know, started this company from the ground up, and really came on back when he was 18, working with his dad. Took the company over from his dad. At that time, was just a subcontracting company, just doing tile work, and just through growing and adding, you know, started doing some of the plumbing, started doing some of the rebar, started doing some of the excavation, and grew, you know, to the point of where we are now of being able to, you know, from front to back, build the whole product, mm-hmm. and really grew the thing from the ground up, which is why I say we're craftsmen first. We're builders. You know, we've been in the world on the site and seen it and done it.
I remember a pool company a long time ago telling me that they all use the same subcontractor to come in and, you know, spray the gunite. And so and there might be a couple of those subcontractors around, but is that what Tiago Silva, that was his, he was the subcontractor that the other pool companies would call then?
I don't know that there's only one, but yeah, him and his guys have done a lot of work for a lot of the pool companies. When you really break it down into kind of subcontractors and gunite pools, gunite and the interior finish, pebble or plaster, some people will call it. Those two, mostly everyone subs out. They're very specialized. It's really the truck. So if you've ever watched the process, there's only one or two companies in town that do that. But everything else in the process, you know, within our company, we've kind of got the guys to do it. And yeah, Tiago, you know, being in the industry, has a lot of connections in town and really just knows a lot of guys, has done a lot of good work for him, has a very good reputation and standing with them, mm-hmm. and just for doing quality work and just really kind of knowing his stuff. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. And so Tiago decided to obviously go out on his own and start Aquatica Pools and Spas, which is awesome. You mentioned something else before we started the interview, that he's that you folks are builders before you're businessmen.
Yeah, I say that a lot, and I always kind of try and put a caveat on there to say that doesn't mean that we're bad businessmen by any means, but we enjoy the building process. He and I both, even as, you know, kind of managers and overseers and being part of the design process, we enjoy the building process. We've both seen it and are knowledgeable in it, and we understand it. You know, it's one thing to be able to design and conceptually do it. I liken it a lot sometimes to people building a house, where a lot of times it may seem like the architect is very far removed from the actual project manager and the builder. That's what I mean when I say we're builders first. Of we understand the construction. We understand when we're designing what parameters we need to operate in, because we know how it's got to get built at the mm-hmm. end of the day, and how it's going to be most practical, and how things are going to work well, and how water is going to flow, and tile is going to look, and grout's going to interact. You know, all those little things that you really learn from building it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, believe me, I would much rather do business with the, you know, with the builder versus the businessman kind of thing, just because I would be worried that the businessman was going to be very, very good at BSing, and the builder's the one that gets their hands dirty and actually gets the work done.
Yeah, we really pride ourselves on just really trying to be honest and upfront. And I don't say this to knock any of the other pool builders in town. You know, there's very good products and there's very good guys, and we know a lot of them, and we talk to them, you know, all the time. But what we really pride ourselves on is just being upfront and being really honest with what you can do and what you can't do and what you should and shouldn't do, and trying to advise, because we understand when someone comes to us to make this investment and build a project like this that they're putting a certain amount of trust in us and our expertise, and the fact that we see it every day, mm-hmm. we build it every day, and they don't. So we always try and be as upfront as we can with, you know, what it's going to look like, how it's going to feel, what we think is going to serve them the best. Sometimes even if it's not what they want initially, mm-hmm. you know, we want to be educational. And let's say at the end of the day, somebody doesn't want to go with us and build a pool. Our goal is, even if that happens, that man, we have educated them. We have, you know, had integrity with them. We've been honest with them up front about the whole process and left a good reputation. You know, at the end of the day, construction's a people business, mm-hmm. and it's the relationships you build. That's our mm-hmm. goal.
The last year and this year is definitely off to a busy start too. Pool companies have been very, very busy, and this time of year is, you know, everyone starts really thinking about, wouldn't a pool be great for the summertime? But it being so busy, like how if someone were to talk to give Aquatica Pools and Spas a call today, by the time they, you know, go through the permitting process and the designs and everything, when would you be able to start the job for them?
Yeah, we actually get that question a lot. Obviously some of it's dependent on, you know, how complicated the design is. Is it a very simple design, or is it a design that's going to require a lot of work? Also kind of depends with permitting, like you said, it depends on where, what neighborhood, ARB, because obviously, you know, we would settle on a design first, and then you would have to go through HOA or ARB approval. Some neighborhoods are very quick, some can take quite a while, and that's unfortunately out of our hands. Then we take things to the city for permitting, which it normally isn't too bad for most places. And then a normal pool, and we write this in our contract, that we are, from the day that we start digging, 6 to 8 weeks out of completion. So, you know, obviously if it gets more complicated, you could go up to maybe, you know, 10, 12 weeks. But you know, anything within kind of a normal realm, you're looking at 2 months from the time that we get permit and start digging. So let's say we started that conversation today. It'd be mid to late summer to have a pool, you know, but a lot of people have this misconception, and they'll talk to us in January or February and be worried that they've missed it, that they're not going to have a pool for summer. And sadly, you know, some companies get so backed up that they just tell clients, oh no, it's gonna be 6 or 8 months. There's no reason for that. And I understand that sometimes we are busy and we have to push back, but actual, you know, construction design process really shouldn't take that long.
What is one of the most complicated designs that that Aquatica Pools and Spas has been involved with?
We're actually mid construction on one right now that it's commercial size. It's a residential pool, but it's so big that all the equipment and plumbing is commercial sized. There's about a 35-foot infinity edge on the end of the pool that goes down into a trough that's actually 8 feet below it. Down at the bottom, there's a fire pit, there's fire bowls, there's custom fire and water pots at the top, there's a beach entry in it, water features. It's going to be gorgeous. We're hoping, we're kind of tracking along with it. It's a new home being constructed, so we should be done early fall with that one.
That's
so
great. That sounds awesome. Does it have a slide, a water slide?
It does not have a water slide. It could have. That is an option. We can put those in. This owner, it's much more of a really kind of a Mediterranean feel. It's kind of in a courtyard. There's a big fountain at the entrance within a circular driveway, so it's a little bit more classic feel than
that's cool. Yeah, I've been pushing my wife to let us get a water slide. She thinks it's tacky, so it's I don't know if we'll ever get one, but
it would be fun though.
It would be fun. Exactly. Well, Ben, how can folks get more information about Aquatica Pools and Spas?
Yeah, you can go online to our website. It's just aquaticapoolsandspas.com. You can give us a call at the office, area code 843, local number, 212-0014. You can also look for us on Instagram, Facebook, or Houzz. We actually have a very active Houzz profile with a lot of our projects on there if you want to kind of see some of our work. We always encourage people to look at our work. We want them to see what we can do, what we're capable of, and really just a level of detail. We say that a lot, but we are detail people. We will catch details that aren't perfect that you may never see that we'll correct before your pool's done. That's how we like to do it, because if we see it, it bothers us, and we don't want it to be that way.
Well, that's the way the homeowner wants it too. Well, good. Well, we have been talking with Ben Prilliman with Aquatica Pools and Spas. Thanks so much, Ben.
Thanks.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from the creative offices of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we are located in downtown Charleston on the Upper Peninsula, right next door to Lewis Barbecue. And if you haven't tried Lewis Barbecue yet, you definitely need to give it a go. And now we're talking with Zach Faulkner with Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents. How you doing, Zach?
I'm doing great, and I smelled that barbecue when I parked. I may have to try it right after this.
Well, Zach, take a moment and tell everybody about Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents.
Yep, so we are a company that we do really all floodproofing protection products, primarily the Smart Vents themselves, which are actually ICCES certified engineered flood vents. And the ICCES is the International Code Council's, your building codes. Their actual evaluation service. So we are certified through them, which means that we are considered engineered by FEMA. Any flood vent or any type of vent, you know, in order for them to be considered engineered by FEMA, they need that ICCES certification. And that just basically means that we've been performance tested and that our vents are going to work during a flood. And what I mean by that is they're going to equalize the water pressure building up around your foundation during a flood, so then you won't have any structural issues on your foundation after, so you can move right in, right back into your home, hopefully after a flood event.
Mm-hmm. So the Smart Vent Foundation flood vents, those are located on like the crawl space of your house?
Yep, so building code, if you live in a flood zone, A zone, primarily A flood zone, for new construction, we're talking about V zones as well, but without getting too complicated. If you live in a flood zone, any lower, any enclosure that's going to be below your first living floor, really below the base foot elevation, but below your first living floor, like a crawl space. If you have a home where your first living floor is over your garage, like in a townhouse style scenario, any enclosure like that where it's fully enclosed, you're required per building code to have vents on at least two walls so the water can get in and out at the same time. A lot of people think that our vents are the ones that don't let the water in, but you want the water to get in there. And because if it can't get in, then all the water pressure builds up on your foundation, can cause it to crack, weaken, get blown out. We see it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, this should be of particular interest to our listeners, because in the last 3 years, we had that big flood event in 2016, was it?
I think so, yeah, right before Matthew.
Like right before Hurricane Matthew, right. And then Matthew, and then last year we had Hurricane Irma.
Yep.
And so that was a big wake up call for a lot of people, I think, in Charleston.
Yeah, for sure. I live in Bluffton, born in Hilton Head, so I'm right next door. I've been with the company over 3 years, and I've been talking to people. You know, I don't know if it's because I'm in the industry now, or what, or if it's because these storms are happening more and more frequent. And I think it's actually these bigger type storms are happening more and more frequently, and it's just coincidentally that I'm in this space where I'm talking about flood all the time. But it's scary. You know, we got lucky for a long, I think the biggest, you know, the year I was born, 89, that was the last time there was a big storm before Matthew, or that weird rain thing right before it. But now it's like a couple years in a row we're having all these a few storms. Mm-hmm. So Charleston's a big market for us anyway, being that there are so many homes in a flood zone. But our vents really do help protect people's homes. Mm-hmm. We give CEU credits for architects in classes, and they get HSW credits, which is health, safety, and welfare. And there's a reason for that. This stuff, you know, flood mitigation and flood protection literally can help save lives. And unfortunately, every time there is one of these major events, you know, bad things happen. And with proper flood mitigation, a lot of this stuff can be minimized.
You know, we may have a few listeners who have kind of tuned out a little bit and said, oh, this is no problem. I've got vents on my foundation.
Right. Are those
foundation flood vents?
No. So, a lot of great historic properties here, a lot of older homes, flood wasn't like a big deal, 50 years ago. I mean, obviously there were floods, but people didn't, the research wasn't there. So a lot of people on older homes are going to have air vents that are used as flood vents.
Is that code compliant?
It can be code compliant. They have to – one of the big things with the air vents is, A, they have a mesh screen on the back. That mesh screen is going to get jammed up with debris and prohibit water flow. So even if the water can get in, it's not going to get in as fast and, again, make it clogged up with the debris. Then the water can't get in at all. So you're going to have that hydrostatic pressure building faster and potentially, again, have foundational structural issues after. But a lot of existing structures, a lot of homeowners who, it's not new construction over the last, I say pre-firm properties, just any home that's over 20 years old probably doesn't have enough of the air vents to be compliant. It's not that the vent itself isn't compliant, it's that they don't have enough. And that can cause their flood insurance premium to rise. But I ask a lot of people this, would you use a basketball to play baseball? Well, are you going to use an air vent as a flood vent? Mm-hmm. A lot of people think, well, they're just vents. Well, they're literally two totally separate things. Your traditional air vent is considered non-engineered. It's made for air, which you can't even see air, to let air pass mm-hmm. through. Your engineered flood vent is designed to let water and debris pass through it and open up on any wall, be bi-directional. So no matter what side the water's coming from, the vent's going to be able to work. These air vents have been shown time and time again that they do not work as flood vents. And, people who have these older air vents should really think about getting some sort of engineered product mm-hmm. because it works.
The air vents also are kind of putting out a welcome mat for rats and mice other.
I mean, they're plastic. Majority of them are plastic. Anything that's plastic, marsh rats, they're going to, raccoons are going to chew right through it. Mm-hmm. Our vents are actually 100% American made, actually here in South Carolina in Anderson, so not too far away. And they're 316 marine grade stainless steel. So the same thing that their boat anchors, you know, same thing that their boat anchors made out of, you know, 15-year warranty on, it's going to last forever. And, you know, no rat's going to chew through 316 marine grade stainless steel.
And I've seen the, SmartVent Foundation flood vents. We have actually got them on our house.
Yep.
And, so they stay closed until there is a flood event.
Yes. Very simple, operation. Actually, there's just a float device that sits inside of the actual door on the vent. There's two floats, one on each side, and it has little, I call them nubs, but for lack of a technical term, that basically sit down in a little groove, and you can bang on it. No rodent's going to get inside. Then what happens during the flood, just the rise of the flood water lifts that float up out of that little groove. Then the door can basically hinge whichever way the water's going. Very simple operation, and it works. And if we were having issues with rodents getting in there, we wouldn't have been around for 20 years selling flood vents. Mm-hmm. So we don't have that issue. You know, the you know, we talk a lot about them helping to save money, but the fact is they actually do work. And people who have smart vents on their house are not going to have any structural issues with their foundation to be able to move back into their home after a storm.
Well, here's two important points. Is number one, they smart vent foundation flood vents are not expensive. And number two, they're standard sizes, so you don't. Right. It's not going to require a whole bunch of construction on your house.
Yeah, that's big for the retrofit market, the existing market. So if you're not building a new house, which a lot of smart vents are already getting spec'd on new houses, just because the building codes are making it more and more restrictive for people to even use the air vents as flood vents anymore. But for existing homeowners out there who may be paying too much for their flood insurance or want something that's actually going to work during a flood, we made our vents, again, like I said, standard size of a CMU block or existing air vents, which is 16 by 8, which is what the majority of these typical air vents are. And installation is pretty simple. I mean, if you can, you know, I'm not an expert on if you need to cut, you know, new block out. You know, I'm not an expert on that, but I know how to take an existing air vent out. You just bash it out with a hammer or something, get it out of there. Bead of our spec adhesive hurry bond around the back side of the frame, and you basically just slap it in there. It's really, really simple. Anyone who's you know, moderately handy can figure out how to put in a smart vent in that existing market. And we have, you know, authorized installers in the market as well.
Mm-hmm.
If they go to our website, smartvent.com, they can search for installers in the area. Crawl space repair type guys or you know, the companies that you want to look for to do installs and that sort of thing.
We're almost out of time, but yep. But once you have these smart vent foundation flood vents installed, you can contact your insurance company and save yourself some money too.
Yep, and we've got a service real quick, FRE, flood risk evaluator, that helps homeowners lower their flood insurance. And actually, you send us your elevation certificate. That's all you got to do. You can look on smartvent.com. My information's on there, but or upload it at ec@yourfloodrisk.com. But send us your elevation certificate. It's a complimentary service. We'll find each and every single possible scenario for you to lower your flood insurance, show you what your new premium is going to be before you actually spend any money on any of the mitigation we recommend, whether it's that you need some vents or not. We're going to be able to find it for you. And it's a complimentary service. Show you what you're paying now, showing what you will be paying after you do the work. And it's a no-brainer for anybody out there paying flood insurance. Mm-hmm.
Save money, and you get a stronger home.
Yeah, make your home more flood resilient in the process.
Well, how can folks get more information about Smart Vent Foundation flood vents?
Yep, you can go to yourfloodrisk.com, or you can go to smartvent.com and check us out. There's a ton of informative videos and helpful links out there for homeowners looking, you know, wondering what they can do to make their home safer from flood. It's becoming a bigger and bigger issue, especially in this coastal market. And, you know, there's answers to their problems.
Very good. Well, we've been talking with Zach Faulkner with Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents. Thanks so much, Zach.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in next Saturday